This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Thursday the United States will purchase 500 million COVID-19 vaccine doses for lower-income countries with no strings attached. Half a billion vaccines will start to be shipped in August as quickly as they roll off the manufacturing line, Biden said at a news conference before the G7 summit in Britain. Earlier, the leaders of Britain and the United States vowed to defend their country's enduring values against challenges old and new in a far-reaching document set out ahead of the Group of Seven Wealthy Economies Summit. Biden and Johnson met for more than an hour on Thursday and signed a document, quote, building on the commitments and aspirations set out 80 years ago by predecessors Franklin D. Roosevelt and Winston Churchill in the Atlantic Charter. That document led to the United Nations and NATO. The International Olympic Committee is expected to name the Australian city of Brisbane to host the Summer Olympics in 2032. The executive board on Thursday elected to propose Brisbane to the full IOC for a vote when it meets July 21st in Tokyo, days before the pandemic-delayed 2020 Summer Olympics are scheduled to begin. If confirmed, Brisbane will become the third Australian city to host the Summer Olympics, following Melbourne in 1956 and Sydney in 2000. Following Tokyo, the Summer Olympics head to Paris in 2024 and Los Angeles in 2028. The wife of Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman on Thursday pleaded guilty in federal court for her role in helping her husband run the Sinaloa cartel of smugglers. She appeared in Washington, D.C., where she pleaded guilty to three counts of conspiring to distribute illegal drugs, conspiring to launder money, and engaging in financial dealings with the Sinaloa drug cartel. She could face life in prison. This is VOA News. A French court has sentenced a 28-year-old man to 4 months in prison for slapping President Macron in the face. Damien Terrell was quickly arrested after the swipe that caught Macron's left cheek on Tuesday as the French leader was greeting a crowd. A court in the southeastern city of France on Thursday gave Terrell a charge of violence against a person invested with public authority. He was given 4 months in prison and an additional 14-month suspended sentence, also banned from ever holding public office and banned for owning weapons for more than 5 years. South Africa announced Thursday it's easing restrictions on electricity generation to allow private firms to build power plants and help reduce frustrating blackouts. The increase in the maximum generating capacity of private power plants to 100 megawatts from the current limit of 1 is expected to lead to firms building factories to power their own operations, as well as selling surplus electricity to Eskom, the state-owned power company. In a televised address, President Cyril Ramaphosa said the move was a significant step in reforming the electricity sector and achieving a stable and secure energy supply. Eskom currently produced 90% of South Africa's electricity, which is still mostly generated from heavily polluting coal-fired plants. Its inability to produce sufficient electricity for the country means it has to impose rolling power cuts, hobbling the country's economy. On Wednesday, Eskom intensified the blackouts, owing to a surge in the winter demand and breakdowns at some of its aging and poorly maintained power plants, sparking public outrage. Sudanese protesters blocked streets with burning tires Thursday after a government decision to scrap subsidies on petrol and diesel more than doubled prices. Sudan's economy has sunk further into a deep crisis since the overthrow of longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir in April 2019, sparking frequent demonstrations and risking social unrest in a country in transition. The lifting of subsidies, which took effect Tuesday, saw the price of petrol shoot up from 150 to 290 pounds per liter. Diesel went up from 125 to 285. Late Wednesday, an influential trade union group that had spearheaded mass protests urged the Sudanese to demonstrate against the unjust decision. And the International Air Transport Association announced Thursday its digital travel pass will go live in the Middle East in the coming weeks as Europe and the U.S. relax travel restrictions. Countries around the world are racing to adopt digital certificates in order to unlock an expected revival in international tourism after the coronavirus pandemic crippled the aviation industry for more than a year. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.